President Biden is in Mexico. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, for a two-day North American Leaders Summit.
With Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the leaders will focus on immigration, economic security, democratic stability, and climate change. This comes after President Biden visited El Paso to see the southern border.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. It was the president's first trip to the border, which Republicans say is long overdue amid a record surge of illegal immigration.
He saw firsthand how U.S. customs officials use technology to prevent drugs and other contraband from trying to come into the country. The White House says it is spending more money through the Infrastructure Act to beef up El Paso's border facilities. The president got an up-close look at the U.S.-Mexico border, seeing along with some of the members of the congressional delegation along with him what these Border Patrol agents are dealing with when it comes to keeping migrants from trying to cross over into the United States.
Fox's Mark Meredith in El Paso. That congressional delegation did not include House Republican Tony Gonzalez, and he's not happy, telling Fox News Sunday.
I represent El Paso. I represent nearly 50% of the southern border. The White House told me I wasn't able to be part of it.
Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott called the Biden border visit too little too late. Brazil's National Guard has regained control of government buildings.
The presidential palace, Congress, and the Supreme Court. All targeted by masses of yellow and green clad supporters of the former far-right president Jair Bolsonaro.
Get him, salva o país.
We want to save the country, said this woman as she was taken into custody with around 400 others.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. A terror trial starts today in New York City, where Saifullo Saipov is charged with using a truck to drive into a bike path in 2017, killing 8 people. If convicted, he could get the death penalty. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Russian attack on Ukraine is in dispute. It happened in the eastern city of Kramatorsk, and Russia's military claims it fired missiles that hit 2 temporary bases housing Ukrainian troops, killing hundreds of them, which Ukraine says is not true, denying there are any casualties. Ukraine's military says the strikes only damaged civilian infrastructure this week after a Ukrainian attack killed Russian troops. The U.S. is sending Ukraine $3.5 billion in more military aid.
Assistant Secretary of Defense Laura Cooper saying that this current round of equipment comes at a critical time in the war.
We have to do everything we can to help the Ukrainians continue to resist Russian aggression.
The package will send Bradley armored vehicles to Ukraine for the first time, which Cooper hopes could be a game changer. Cooper says she's not worried about calls by some Republicans to limit Ukrainian funding in the new Congress, expecting continued support. Ukrainian Ambassador to the U.S. Oksana Makarova saying on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday, her country is grateful, but the continuing need is simple to understand.
We need even more because we are facing a much larger enemy.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising. So are overseas markets. This coming off Friday's big surge after the better-than-expected jobs report. The Dow jumped up 700 points on Friday. On Sunday Night Football, the NFL's regular season ended.
Williams into the end zone. The Lions retake the lead.
Jamal Williams' fourth quarter score ended up the game winner for Detroit. The Lions beat the Packers on NBC 20-16, knocking Green Bay out of playoff contention. It allowed Seattle to clinch the final spot after the Seahawks beat the Rams in overtime 19-16. The Philadelphia Eagles beat the New York Giants 22-16 to earn the top NFC seed and a first-round bye. The Miami Dolphins got the last AFC wildcard spot with an 11-6 win over the New York Jets. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.